we want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good Monday morning to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning into the Refresh radio program once again here on a marvelous Monday morning. You know, a lot of times people ask me, they said, how are you today? And I was in retail, so I just got tired of the old pat answers. And so a lot of times I will say marvelous. Sometimes people hear that, and with my central part of the country accent, they think I say horrible. And I wouldn't say that if it had just happened once. It's happened a whole bunch of times where people, they're just expecting I'm good or I'm okay, and then you say marvelous, and did you say horrible? And all of a sudden, they give you rapt attention because they're not used to people, A, saying that, or B, if it was true, being honest about it. And so, no, I said marvelous, and I've added to that now, and I say sometimes, you know, I'm marvelous or delusional, possibly both. But I'm not really delusional. I just say that to break the ice a little bit there. But we do pray that you have a marvelous Monday here in Brevard County, Florida. My name's Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God, 165 North Grove Street. And yesterday we launched our Be a Blessing. That is our mission statement. And so we are trying to help people to appreciate the blessings that have flown their way in their life, as well as mobilize and equip for them to be a blessing to other people around them. That's what the goal of that is. So we want to be a blessing to God. We want to be a blessing to our families. We want to be a blessing to our church. We want to be a blessing to our community, and we want to be a blessing across the globe. So that is, if you were ever wondering why that exists, why we exist, that is it. And we try to restore value to people, and that goes back to an encounter that I had, a time of prayer, and I thought that God wasn't speaking anything. And as I was walking across a field, he prompted me to do something. And as a result of that, he showed me the importance of value in the kingdom of God. We're going to talk a little bit about that in the coming days as we are going through Matthew chapter 6. So today we're going to be in verse number 22 is where we're going to pick up Matthew chapter 6, verse number 22. But before we get to that, I need to say thank you to the folks at Jits Concrete, 321-536-5804, 321-536-5804. You say, well, I don't need any block or concrete work done. Well, that doesn't mean that you won't need it in the future. 321-536-5804. You can write that down, put it in your smartphone, and if you recognize that you've got a repair, you know, maybe you've got a cracked driveway or something like that, and you say, you know, I really want to get that taken care of, you could give them a call, and they could come out and give you an estimate and see if they couldn't get you up and running the way that you want it to be. So 321-536-5804 for all of your block or concrete work. You only want to use them if you want people who are experts in their field with decades of experience, who have all of the connections and know all of the specifications, have the equipment to do the job right the first time, and do it in a manner that is going to be pleasing and acceptable. If none of those standards apply to you, then go ahead and use whoever you want. But if you want it done well and done right the first time, give the folks at Jits Concrete a phone call, 321-536-5804. That will get you in touch with Greg. Tell Greg you heard about him on the Refresh radio program, and that would be a blessing. So we are going to go to Matthew chapter 6, verse number 22 right now. And there it says this, The lamp of the body is the eye. If therefore your eye is good, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in you is darkness, how great is that darkness? No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. So I don't know exactly how far we will get through this process. I'm not sure that I've got anything earth-shattering to share as far as a revelation about this, but these things are very important. It was important enough for Jesus to include it to people in his time. It is a truth that is settled forever, and it is a truth that is absolutely imperative for us now. I have a number of conversations with people, and normally I can tell what they are looking at, what they are observing, by the words that come out of their mouth. So I've had conversations with people, and I can tell whether or not they watch sports. I can have conversations with people and tell whether they know much about what is going on in the world. I can have conversations with people and tell where they get their source of information. And believe it or not, if you and I are not availing ourselves of the proper input, we are not going to have the proper revelation going on in our lives. So let's look at this. It says, the lamp of the body is the eye. Today, I want to tell you that it is very, very important to make a priority out of guarding what you watch. You can't always prevent things that you see. And I will just tell a story to let you know what that is. We were, my wife and I were on a cruise. The church had given us a gift for when we had been the pastors of the church 20 years. And it took us another 3 years to be able to utilize that gift. If that gives you any indication of what our schedule looks like, that's how long it took for us to use this gift. It was a little over 3 years before we were able to implement the gift that they had given to us. And as part of that gift, which was very enjoyable, we were taking a tour through this one particular city. It was a bus tour. And as we are sitting in the bus, I was all the way at the back of the bus, and I look out behind me, and I see an Assembly of God church van that is the vehicle directly behind us. Well, that's not going to mean anything to anybody on that bus tour except for me. I didn't go looking for that bus, but I actually took a picture of it. And I knew some people in that region, and they said, oh, you wouldn't believe what an unbelievable church that is. And later on in that bus tour, we saw an Assembly of God church. It was a different Assembly of God church. And so we saw a couple of things that we weren't looking for. We were just observing the city. And all of a sudden, I saw light. You know, I saw spiritual revelation that there were outposts in that city that Jesus was using to reach the various cultures throughout that community with the love of Jesus. Well, this is a relatively third world country. And as we were driving through, my wife also happened to be looking, and she saw something that was very unfortunate for the eyes. And in fact, there were other people that saw it. The tour operator saw it, and he said, I am so sorry that you all had to see that. That is not something that we normally see. So when it talks about here, the lamp of the body is the eye, you have to be careful because those inadvertent sights, those inadvertent distractions, they're not something that you can prevent. You have to make sure and guard your heart, though, that you do not allow a regular supply of bad spiritual influence coming in through the portal of your eye. I have noticed when driving that if you happen to get distracted by a billboard, your car will begin to automatically migrate towards that billboard. It's something that happens involuntarily. The thing that you are focused on is what you will, the direction that you will pursue. So how important is it for us to make sure that we guard our eyes? Job said he had made a covenant with his eyes. He had made a covenant with his eyes. And so I want to ask you, have you made a covenant with your eyes? There are things you shouldn't be looking at. Okay? As much as it pains me to say this, there is a large percentage of the body of Christ that they are noted in the things that they allow through their eye into their innermost being than the world is. Okay? And so pornography is almost as large a problem in the church as it is outside of the church. The Bible says he who chases fantasies lacks judgment. And you and I shouldn't be doing that. Lest you think that I'm using an unjust standard, I will also tell you this. There is an unfortunately large number, whether that's 1%, 2%, 3%, however many it is too large, number of people in the ministry who also do not guard their eye. And so I will tell you that you have to be very, very careful. Men especially tend to be visually impacted, and so the devil will attack you through that eye. There are people who make millions of dollars victimizing either themselves or others, trying to influence and entrap people through this gate. Marketing is geared to catch your eye at the cash register. They will pay a display person a significant salary to put something on a mannequin that will try and catch your attention while you're walking through the store, so that you will say, you know what, I like that instead of this, even though that costs twice as much money as this does. Everything in society, commercials. Do you realize that there is a science that is built around trying to influence what you see on commercials? Movies are done in such a way that says, you know what, your eye will get bored with this if you see it for longer than X number of seconds. And so they're constantly changing the lighting, changing the camera angle, changing the scenes, all of that, because your eye is what they are after. Because if they can get your eye, they've got your attention. So we have to be very careful to guard against that. It says, if therefore your eye is good, your whole body will be full of light. Christians want to see the best in other people. And so they are susceptible to being manipulated because they filter everything through the lens of evangelism, through love of God and mission of God to reach people. And so we look at people and we expect them to tell us the truth. We expect that they're going to act honorably, that they're going to work hard, that they're going to be faithful. That's the filter that we have. So the reason that we operate that is because our eye tends to be good. And so we expect the best out of people. But it says if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. So with that in mind, you have got to be very, very protective of your vision. So a lot of people don't really study these things. They just kind of go through and through life, and they don't really give too much insight into it any more than I did with my actual physical vision. So one Saturday night several years ago, I was laying in bed, and I just felt this little pop in my left eye. It didn't hurt. It was just kind of like a little momentary inconvenient, and it didn't seem to bother me too much. I was actually studying for my Sunday morning message. And I had my iPad. I rolled over. I went to sleep. I got up the next morning. I preached Sunday morning. I preached Sunday night. I thought I was seeing the end of my nose. But my ophthalmologist said, you know what? You've got a detached retina, and you can't see out of that eye at all. And it never dawned on me. See, I wonder what this eye is seeing on its own. Now, lest you think that I thought I was seeing the end of my nose unreasonably, I can tell you I can close my eye and I can see the end of my nose, but it really is the end of my nose. But that day, that retina had recoiled and I had lost vision in that eye. Thankfully, that person was an expert in restoring vision. So the good news about this message is we serve a God of redemption. And if something has brought darkness into your vision, Jesus can bring forgiveness and Jesus can bring restoration. And he can put a plan in place so that your vision is not compromised. If you think that seeing is overrated, try putting on a blindfold. Try blocking out all of the light in your room and see how well you function without it. Vision is very, very important. It says, if therefore the light that is in you is darkness, how great is that darkness? Now, you need to understand something very specific about the devil's strategy. He wants you to get addicted to negative or evil or sinful input in your life, but only with the purpose that he intends to get you longing for even more. So you hear things such as gateway drugs. You see things as hear things as like soft porn or something like that. But the ultimate goal of the enemy is not to leave you in that status, but to increase the darkness in your life. David was derailed not because of a foreign army. David was derailed spiritually because he lost control of his eye gate. You have to understand it. David had a multitude. As one of the leading kings in his day, David had plenty of women in his life already. Way too many. Not as many as Solomon, but way too many. You need one. That's what I'm here to tell you. You need one. But he was walking on the rooftop of his house, and homes in that day were not like homes in our day. You know, first of all, they don't have air conditioning. Second, they don't have electricity. They don't have indoor plumbing. There are some serious differences. And not only that, the houses were very, very small. By that, I mean many of the houses were not much larger than what people have storage sheds now. It was very tiny. And so a lot of times the bathing would be done on the rooftop. Well, the king lives in a palace, so he's got a higher profile on the landscape, if you will, and he could see things that other people could not see. And one of the things that he saw was a lady who was bathing herself. And the tragedy about this, there are many tragedies, but she was the wife of one of his mighty men. It appears that she was probably the granddaughter of one of his counselors. And yet, because he got his eye fixated on creation instead of the Creator, he ended up having Bathsheba's husband killed. The child that he had with Bathsheba ended up dying, and God in his mercy still used life after that to bring about Solomon. But it was all because he had lost control of his eye gate. I remember when I was a teenager that I went to a movie with some of my friends from church. Okay, so let me just tell you this. If you think that everybody who goes to church is perfect, you are going to be shocked when you come to the realization not everybody is perfect. Individuals come from different family backgrounds. They have different family standards. And so when you start coming to Jesus, there are going to be people who bring all sorts of baggage into that relationship. I wanted to create a sign that we greeted visitors with at one point in time. I never did it, but no carry-on baggage allowed. because people bring all sorts of stuff with them. And so this church group, which had started off very small, but it was growing, and it would eventually grow very large. One night, I was on the younger side of things, but we went to this movie, and there was a scene in the movie, and it's like, you know what? I shouldn't be looking at that. I can still tell you the name of the movie, but I'm not going to. And I can't really tell you too much about the movie because I got up and I walked out and I left because I wanted to guard my eye gate. I am a golfer on occasion, not nearly as much as I used to be, not nearly as much as I would like, but I enjoy golf. And right now it's about the only sport going that I feel semi-comfortable participating in. Some have suggested rodeo, but, you know, that's just not one of those things that's up there in my top 1,000. So doesn't mean I'm against it. It just means it's not something I'm ever going to do, not something I ever have done, and so it just really doesn't have much of a hook in me. So I had subscribed to this GPS app for when my dad and my son and I were golfing one time. And as a result of signing up for that app, they started sending me emails. The app was designed to tell us how far we had to go to hit our next shot. It was free. As a result of that, they started sending me emails. And one day, I'm scrolling through the articles, and they had an advertisement that they controlled. I didn't control it, and it came through, and it was like, you know what? That's offensive to my eye gate. And so when I got to the bottom of the page, I hit unsubscribe. Unsubscribe. Because as a pastor, I need more light coming into my eye. I don't need any more darkness. Life is hard enough without helping the devil do his job easier. So I want to ask you today, are you damaging yourself spiritually because of the things that you watch? Let me tell you, we've canceled our television. We don't have any of that going on. There's financial reasons and programming issues and all that sort of stuff. But at one point in time, we had a paid subscription service, satellite service, and I walked in. I'm the dad that walks the house and makes sure all the lights are off and doors are locked and all of that sort of stuff. And so I got up in the middle of the night and I was going through and one of my kids had fallen asleep watching something on television, and at some point in time the programming changed from what they were watching to something else. And I walked in there, and all of a sudden my eyes were opened to a hidden threat that I didn't realize was going on through the television service. And so what we did was we canceled that because we didn't want anything coming into the eye gate that would damage us spiritually. So fast forward a few years and somebody from that company calls me and say, hey, we'd like for you to come back and we're willing to give you these movie channels for free for a limited period of time. I said, I'm not interested. She said, but it's free. I said, it's not. I don't care if you're paying me to watch it. I don't want your service. Well, may I ask why? And I explained to her, I said, your late night programming is something that we do not want in our house. And she said this, I'll never forget it. She said, I knew you were going to say something like that. Thank you very much. Goodbye. How protective are you of the eye gate? Do you guard yourself so that you only watch the things that are going to benefit you spiritually? And sometimes, I'll be honest with you, sometimes it's not just pornography that you've got to guard against. Sometimes it's people who lie. Sometimes it's just things that are going along that are so oppressive that you have to step back and say, you know what, for my spiritual well-being, I need to take a step back from watching this so that I can fix my eyes on Jesus, because he is the author, the finisher, the perfecter of my faith. Use your eye to build your faith, not to tear it down. And that's about the best that I can say. You don't want ever-increasing darkness in your life. You can have ever-increasing light if you will use your eye for the glory of God. God bless you. You have a great weekend. We will see you tomorrow right here on the Refresh radio program.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.